brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Growing up, I would expect to see a headline like this one in a place like Russia. U.S. war prisons become legal vacuum for 14,000 prisoners captured on battlefields, pulled from beds, grabbed off streets. And this is from AOL News, a reprint of an AP article. 14,000. You know, I had reported tens of thousands from expert sources we have, but we didn't know it was 14. We knew it was more than 10, but we thought a little bit over 10. Now Bush comes out and says 14. That probably means it's 35. I mean, these people are such liars, it's usually three or four times worse than what they say. But to be serious, 14, I mean, that is huge. And quite a few of them are U.S. citizens. Thank you for joining us today. I am really honored that you've joined us. It is the 18th day of September, 2006. And when I say we're going to have open phones, we really are going to have open phones today. I'm going to take a lot of your calls throughout 3 hours. And I don't like whining about it. I don't like talking about it. I don't want you to call in and tell me to get well. I appreciate it. I just want you to know I've been a little bit dingy and why I sound different. I have allergies, but I don't ever really get sick. Last time I got sick, I looked it up, was about 3.5 years ago, and I got the flu really bad. Fringe benefit of I lost about 12 pounds. I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days and finally had to be shipped over to the clinic to be given an injection to hold down fluids because I got dehydrated. Whatever I caught this time, I haven't gone to the doctor, is worse than what I got 3.5 years ago. I've never had something hit my stomach, my lungs, and my head, and I got it in that mecca that is New York. Rob Jacobson, of course, was sick as we left Tuesday, New York, was shivering in the airport. I had to get in my bag and pull out my clothes for him because he didn't have any long-sleeve stuff. And then I started getting sick on Wednesday, but kind of ignored it and denied it and, you know, refused it. And then by Thursday night, during the last showing of Terror Storm, I literally was stumbling around. I made a fool of myself in front of the Alamo Drafthouse owner. He walked over and was being nice. And I'm like, get away, I'm sick. Didn't even know who it was. Ken Leake, really nice guy. I talked to him on the phone many times when we met him in person. And then I had a nice 104 fever for 2 days. I feel cleansed, though. So I'm not here. I'm not a hypochondriac, folks. I'm not into being sick. I'm still sick. This is some really tough stuff, to say the least. Hell, I got like a half a degree of temperature right now. I just cannot believe that 4 days later I'm still sick. I know I'm gonna get the calls. Colloidal silver, this, that. I'm not big into medicine, but yeah, I think I am gonna try to go. I've got one of those little generators somewhere around the house. I ought to go dig that out and get on it, because this is just, what on earth are these mega cities breathing? What type of weirdo germs do they have that make you feel this bad this long? All right, I'm done talking about it. But please don't call me with your cures or your best wishes. I just wanted you to let you know why I sound more like a 97-year-old cigar-smoking man than normal, because I normally sound like that anyways. All right, that's not why you tuned in here, and I apologize. I'm just literally still in a fog here, though I feel myself with God's good graces climbing out of this pit. U.S. war prisons become legal vacuum for 14,000. Now, I want to go over this a little bit when we get back from break. Then there's a new show they put on the National Geographic Channel, Cripple Cross, where they go, oh, look how the top Al-Qaeda person was an army captain. But he was really a triple agent of Al-Qaeda. Yeah, and I'm a triple agent of the Easter Bunny. There's a bunch of other news on the economy. Look, there's a ton of news. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, I am here. I am back in the saddle again. Honored to be your host. Very blessed to be here and have the capacity to fight the New World Order, to be speaking out against the global crime syndicate. And there is a lot of news and information that we're going to be covering today of the greatest import. But the first big issue is, and I know for our listeners you're probably sick of hearing about it, but we're having victories right now, and the battle has now been joined on the subject of secret prisons, secret torture, renditions, snatch and grabs, the whole nine yards, and so now we do need to yet again talk about it. Because the general public has been forced to raise their vision from the sitcoms and dramas and ball games to secret camps and secret detention, and the neocons are attempting to sell it right now, and Bush had the gamble, the desperate gamut, to attempt to announce it to the world and go ahead and admit how great it is, and that we get rough with these people, and we pressure them, and we interrogate them, but we don't torture them. And they put out a few neocon-funded polls that still showed narrow majorities agreeing with it. Real polls show the respected polling agencies show the vast majority against it. The Bush polls go like this. Interrogating someone roughly will foil an imminent al-Qaeda attack that will kill thousands or millions. Are you for President Bush having the power to protect you? I mean, that's basically a paraphrase. I've read the polls. I've seen the questions they're giving. And they also call key demographic areas where they know they're mindless. You can't even call them conservatives. It's just kind of mainstream people who think they're part of the elite and play golf 3 days a week and just basically, again, George Bush could slit their children's throats in front of them and they'd thank him for it. Or maybe they'd ask Bush for a bib, or they'd probably ask Bush to be invited to the barbecue to eat their own children. I mean, I just, that's the types they call up who say that they think this is a good idea. But U.S. war prisons become legal vacuum for 14,000 prisoners captured on battlefields, pulled from beds, grabbed off streets. And this is from the AP. I got it off AOL News. In the first few short years since the first shackled Afghan shuffled off to Guantanamo, the U.S. military has created a global network of overseas prisons. It's islands of high security, keeping 14,000 detainees beyond the reach of established law. Disclosures of torture and long-term arbitrary detentions have won rebuke from leading voices, including the UN Secretary General and the U.S. Supreme Court. But the bitterest words came from inside the system, the size of the several major U.S. penitentiaries. It's was hard to believe I'd get out, Baghdad shopkeeper Amjad Qasim al-Awani told the Associated Press after his release without charge last month. I live with the Americans for 1 year and 8 months as if I was living in hell. And then they go through what happened to him. Now, we contrast the reality of these torture camps in Jordan, Egypt, Iraq, Cuba, secret prisons in the U.S., Canada, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, former areas of the Eastern Bloc, and it is now admitted. I remember old-timers, when I was first waking up 15 years ago, saying, and they will ship us to former Soviet gulags. You know, these were former military men, colonels and people. They will ship us, I've seen the documents. There are plans to ship us to former Soviet gulags, and there they will torture us, and they're going to fly us out of the new federal transfer center that they're building, now built many years ago, in Oklahoma City and out of Denver. And I was just like, come on, come on. And it was all true. You're like, wait a minute, Bush did this after 9/11. Bill Clinton gave speeches about Homeland Security in 1993. And if you don't know that the whole thing with the Soviets, all of it, folks, it's all staged, okay? Russia, the U.S., China, they're all teamed up against the people. Teamed up against the Chinese, the Americans. It's just all a staged event. There are a few lone wolves out there that you might be able to say aren't under control. Ahmadinejad, maybe. I doubt it. I'll tell you who probably is good is Hugo Chavez. That's why the elite's in control, folks, because they know how to make backroom deals. Okay, they're a mafia. And so I remember all these old-timers who sounded credible and had some documents claiming all this, but I was just like, yeah, they're going to ship us to foreign countries. Sure they are. Many of you probably heard me 12 years ago poo-pooing it on air. Well, I apologize, okay? I'm wrong. In fact, some people say I exaggerate. No. Most of the time when I'm wrong, it's worse than what I said. All right? Much worse than what I've said. I didn't know it was 14,000. And if Bush is telling us 14,000, it's probably double that in my experience with these people. And there are a lot of American citizens who are disappearing. And there are a lot of top neocons on national TV and radio and in newspapers calling for people, American citizens, to be disappeared. I have had national talk show hosts call for my disappearance. I've had people walk up to me when I'm at line in a movie theater or when I'm walking down the street and say, I deserve to go to a camp. You've heard a few of them call into the radio. And make no mistake, these people that wrap themselves in desecrated American flags made by Chinese slaves, you know the types, with the flags all over their car, if they don't know what three amendments to the Bill of Rights are, they'll man concentration camps, they'll shove cradle prods down your throats, folks, okay? These people are scum. So we're in a lot of danger. I'm in a lot of danger. And I don't say that for effect. I mean it. I mean, the worst Nazis were just well-meaning, low-grade morons. You know, they weren't at the base level bad people. They were just so stupid. They thought patriotism was butchering the Weimar Republic's Bill of Rights, which they had. And today, you've got zombies who, if Hillary Clinton gets in, that they believe patriotism is doing whatever Hillary Clinton says. You've got zombies who think patriotism is doing whatever George Bush says, and they're in denial. You know, I had a guy call into the show yesterday. I know I talk about this every day. I'm going to talk about it again, because nothing's more important. By the way, I'm going to write a new article with Paul Watson. I'm trying to get a hold of that whippersnapper. He's not answering his phone. I'm going to skin him. We need to do a big report on all the torture. One that's just got bullet points in it, because this guy calls into KLBJ, the show we're syndicating through Genesis. Oh, let me cover this now. You know, there are so many people out there that do everything they can to hurt the GCN radio network. And then any time I try to slap them back down, they then squeal and say, let's be friendly, let's be buddies, let's be whatever. And it's just whatever plan they can come up with to undermine this network and try to hurt us and try to, you know, pull their little weasel activities. This rumor has been spread. It's not the normal rumor that I'm dead or had a heart attack. No, not that one. That comes in every week or so. Rumor is that I am leaving Genesis to go be syndicated on MS Communications. No, let me explain. And I had explained on air, and the people that make these rumors up don't care, and responding to these rumors don't work, because the people putting out the rumors know it's a lie, and they're doing it just to try to hurt this network. I announced that I'm doing a show with MS Communications, and I announced that they offered me a weekday show, and I said no to it. And then I told them, let's do a weekend show and let's syndicate it. And they said, great. And it's going to be on Genesis stations. It's going to be on Emma stations. It's going to be huge. 3 to 6 p.m. Right now it's 4 to 6 p.m. It's about to be expanded. And it's going to be syndicated through Emma's on Genesis satellites, on GCN radio satellites together. And so rumors of Genesis demise have been greatly exaggerated yet again. And the very same people that do it made some hay out of it a few years ago, conned a bunch of people, and the very same people that got scammed by it are ready to be scammed, you know, twice, thrice, it doesn't matter. And I just frankly really get tired of it. The very same individual spreading those rumors was leaving mean phone calls on my cell phone last week, and I just... There's never really going to be an end to it, and I just don't understand it. Every time I try to have good, amiable feelings towards people, it doesn't matter. And that individual gets rewarded for their activities. So I guess that's, you know, what, just the way the ball bounces. Okay, now I've now digressed. Anyways, I'm doing the KLBJ show yesterday. Literally drug my hind end in there, basically hanging on the microphone. And this guy calls in and he says, are you telling me the White House says they can rape children? Yeah, I'm looking it up and I can't find it and I just don't believe it. And frankly, sir, I don't want to believe it either, okay? It's normal not to be able to believe that. Every time I say it, my soul says to me, it can't be true, it can't be real. You know, it'd be like saying George Bush unzipped his suit and he was really a, you know, 14-foot possum. I mean, it just, you don't want to believe it. But it doesn't matter. I said I'd take your calls. And we're going to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I can't even do justice to this torture thing. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations' basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Welcome back. All right, you know what? I'm just going to hold off on the news because I'm tired of making people wait an hour to go to your calls. We'll go to calls right now, and then there's just... Literally, I've got like 4 or 5 days of news here I've been wanting to cover. It's all of the highest importance. The way the Washington Post spins the CIA control of our election system, I want to go over that. I want to talk about this spinach. But right now, let's go to Ed in Florida, then Brian, John, Andrew, Skip, and others. Ed, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Okay, I'll just jump right in here. I really appreciate the link that you had to the 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions video. I thought it was a great video.
It's a great film, and we're going to be carrying it here. The DVDs are en route to this office in the next day or two, one of the first places you should be able to get them. We are going to have the new 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, excellent film, Demolitions, available on in DVD.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I like the fact that it didn't really mention the Illuminati. It didn't really mention who's at fault. It just provided some factual information. It's perfect for those people that are kind of sitting on the fence and really, you know, don't know about the Illuminati and all these, you know, sort of other conspiracies that you and I know about.
I agree. I think it's important to have some type of treatise or work that is for the beginners. I mean, that's one of my biggest problems is I forget that, you know, so many of our listeners or people that are tuning into our information have never even been given the basics of it. So we're kind of bringing them into, you know, let's say a mid-level or higher level.
Right.
We're not that complex, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of confusing.
You know, and also, I'm in Florida, Palm Beach County, and the woman, all the anthrax stuff went on here. And right now there is an article in the paper on September 13th saying that the anthrax victim's widow says the government may know who killed her husband. And it was a pretty interesting article. And
I didn't see that. Email me that. I'll get her on. Tell me your name. Tell me the headline.
The headline is Anthrax Victim's Widow Says Government May Know Who Killed Husband. Just go to palmbeachpost.com and type that in. And it was on September the 13th. So if any of your listeners want to also flood their editorial board, that would be great. I wrote a pretty lengthy article, but who knows if they'll actually publish it. Their editor, Randy Schultz, is he doesn't want to hear anything about the 9/11 conspiracy or anything like that. He believes JFK, Oswald acted alone. And
yeah, he's the 8% that says the 92% of us are crazy.
Yeah, he was depressed and dismayed that so many people believe the theory about 9/11.
Yeah, I guess he's depressed that we know about Tuskegee, and depressed we know about sterilization, and depressed we know about the radiation of children, and
sure,
depressed we know that DU's bad. Because if we'll just say DU's good, suddenly it won't kill us.
Right.
Suddenly it'll make it good for our tummies. You know, maybe they should just call E. coli a conspiracy, and then we can just start eating big bowls of E. coli, and it won't hurt us anymore.
Well, that sounds good. It tastes good too. E. coli.
Well, it's like mercury. Remember, we have CBS now saying it's good for you. So
anyway,
I'm serious. You listen, media, controlled media. You can't sell us your bull anymore. Okay.
Yeah, we're on to you.
Exactly.
We are on
just the beginning of the awakening's happening right now. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Good caller. Yeah, I'll try to remember that and go look that up. Brian in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
First of all, I wanted to say that I'm with you. I've been studying the Illuminati and New World Order's agenda since early 2001. And also, I've watched Loose Change and Terra Storm on Google. I've ordered the DVDs so I can try to help wake people up by making copies. And, my question is, have you ever looked into the possibility that the United States of America could be identified as Mystery Babylon, the whore that rides on the beast?
You know, I'm not a pastor, but I've had esteemed pastors on to give their views on that issue. But let me just put it to you this way. I don't hide my faith under a bushel. I'm proud of my faith. At the same time, I separate it only in that there's an endless esoteric discussion about it, and I see the overall discussion of Revelation as a diversion where then people are running around saying, well, we shouldn't do anything. The world's about to end anyways. And last time I checked, the Wailing Wall is still standing. You know, Christ said there will not be one stone on top of another. He said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and you don't worry, it isn't going to happen then. But when this is all vaporized, not one stone on top of another, look out. So I believe Jesus. Now, a lot of these preachers, they don't. They'll say I'm a devil because I believe Jesus.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
To Andrew in Australia, normally an international call, especially that far afield on your own dime. I will go to you first, but I just missed you there in the queue with all the names. So, Andrew, when we go to calls here in a few minutes, you'll be first, then John, Skip, Jason, Bill, and many, many others that are patiently holding. I want to get into some new information on electronic voting machine frauds. I want to give you my take on the spinach and tell you about something a lot more dangerous than this E. coli laced spinach. We will also get into a bunch of new exciting 9/11 news. Top scientists overseas are now going public saying they believe 9/11 is an inside job. More and more engineers, more and more universities are doing studies just saying the official story is a fraud. I didn't talk enough last Thursday when I was back in the studio about the fact that we have Hugo Chavez going public on 9/11 being a self-inflicted wound. I mean, that is a big, big deal. But I do want to spend some more time after calls on the torture issue, just the amazing bravado of the administration trying to spin that, A, saying it's not torture, and then B, saying they're above the law and can do it. And the fact that it's blowing up in their face, it's being rejected by the Senate, because the military doesn't like it. The Congress doesn't like it. The Constitution says they can't do it. The Bill of Rights says they can't do it. All jurisprudence, all precedent says they can. And Bush still gets up there and acts like it's no big deal. And I'll tell you why they're doing this torture. We've had JAG officers on here, retired JAG officers, and they agree. It's to get fake intelligence. They're torturing people, in some cases, to death, to claim they were Al-Qaeda and to claim they were going to do this and that, so the real terrorists can then come in here and take our freedoms. I meant to get him on last Friday, but I was did not do the broadcast Friday due to illness, but I am now here live, and we are honored that he did join us today. And I really can't say enough about Marty. It is a third generation. His father started it. Now he and his son run it. And coming up in a few months will be their 60th anniversary. They've been around since 1947, if you can believe that. It's amazing. They were organic before he even called it organic. It's made out of all vegetable and, of course, citrus oils and vitamins. And it's what I use. My mother, I gave her some, and she's like, my gosh, this stuff is incredible. It's a joke around the office how much people like it. And I really am not hyping it. And you save 85% off supermarket costs because, you know, that's the incredible thing. You save money. You save money when you filter your water with high-quality water filters instead of just buying questionable bottled water and taps, nuts to drink. But still, people want to buy bottled water. You save money buying high-quality, made-in-America organic soap for dishwashing, for clothes washing, for hair washing, for your face, everything. But you'd probably still rather go in and pay, because you're used to it. It's a habit. I mean, do you ever notice how when you walk down the chemical aisle, you get like a headache, you can smell it? I mean, have you read the stuff that's in there, all the studies, what it does to you, what you're breathing? I mean, you leave that stuff between your legs or under your arms, it burns you, not Calbin Pure Soap, baby. All right, I always get him up and make him sit there while I rant and rave and slobber all over the product. But it really is a good product, and you support a patriotic broadcast, and it's a great deal, and so it fits the bill for us to have a great sponsor like you, Marty. We're honored to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners about a program that we designed 60 years ago, and it's still successful. And we appreciate very much your endorsement of our Pure Soap products. You see, this is a no-brainer. One free phone call, get a catalog, start saving money, and get cleaning products twice as good as what you're using now. And we guarantee that. We couldn't be in business this long if we didn't guarantee everything. This is not a pyramid or a multi-level. It's factory direct. From what we make here to you, it's not 100 items, it's 4 basic items. Bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And they'll do hundreds of jobs. Don't need all these all-purpose cleaners and pre-soaks and floor cleaners and window cleaners and all these chemicals and solvents. Most of these are poisonous. The ingredients are poisonous. They're detrimental to your health, to your children, to your home. Don't need it anymore. We sort of designed a three-step program. Three steps. The first step, call our toll-free number, get a free catalog. It'll explain everything. Step number two, call once you get our catalog, or we can include it along. We've designed a one-month tote bag sampler of our Pure Soap products, a generous supply of our bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and laundry soap, a book of instructions, a catalog we can send along with it. That's step number two. Step number three is the big step, because that's when you make a commitment to a one-year supply of our Pure Soap products. $125 plus shipping. It comes out to $3.25 a week for over 52 weeks. What can you buy for 3.25 anymore? Can't buy anything.
Well, let's be specific here. You know, there's so much hype out there in the world that people tune in and go, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's great soap. Yeah, sure, right. Folks, there was normal soap in this country before the big chemical giants came in and created an oligopoly, a syndicate, a cartel, like OPEC, here in North America and, of course, in Europe. And they created very destructive chemicals. They just bought up the market. and they sell you very expensive products. It's a scam. These soaps that Marty makes really are soaps. They're not detergents, and they're made out of plants. There is no animal products in it. There is no artificial chemicals in it. They have the, you know, state of California organic certification, one of the strongest in the country. And Marty's father started the company with Marty back in 47, 60-year anniversary coming up here in just a few months. And I really want to challenge you to give Marty a call and get the free catalog at 800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com or calbensoap.com. If you go to InfoWars.com, there's a big banner on the left-hand side, and we have text links on PrisonPlanet.com every day over to the side if you missed the address. But it's 800-340-7091. And this is, I love to save our listeners money. I love to bring you real products, serious products, things that actually have an effect. And I use this personally in my home. And it's the cartels make deals with the big supermarkets. They actually pay them in many cases to exclude other products. They pay them for shelving space. It is a monopoly action. And so I think you ought to demand that Whole Foods and others, you know, carry real organic soaps like Marty's. I don't know why Whole Foods hasn't, Safeways and Kroger's haven't. Believe me, I wish I'd have known about this soap earlier. And let me explain something. Marty was a sponsor on Genesis. He just heard of my show, sent me a year's supply, and like an idiot, it sat there for a few months in the garage. This is like 3 years ago. My wife said, "What's this?" She opens it, starts using it. "Oh, I love it. Ooh, this stuff's so different. Oh, the babies like it. Oh, it doesn't give them a rash." And then, well, yeah, this is Calbin Pure Soap. And then you sent me another year's supply. When I said I liked it, because I had so much, then I gave some to my parents. My mother went crazy over it. People at the office go crazy over it. Why do people, I mean, what is it about the soap, Marty? I guess we're just so used to deadly chemicals that, wow, citrus and vegetable is just, it's just so different.
Well, the coconut oils and the vegetable oils blended together. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices of oranges, of lemons, of cherries, extracting the juices, spraying the product with these juices. Perfumes are poison. Perfumes are toxic. Perfumes would burn a hole on a hardwood desk if you left it overnight. We don't need it. We don't like it. We don't use it. We just don't want to have it. We want the products to smell natural.
You're like those people that think cows should be fed grass and not other dead, rotten cows. You're weird. No, I mean, you're one of those people that think we shouldn't probably be drinking fluoride and chlorine and herbicides. I mean, don't you know that's nutritious?
Well, yeah, if you like that, your mortician would love you for it. He just feels that this is another way to expand his business. And, of course, I always give out the toll-free number for the poison control. Poison control, 800-222-1222. And you'll need it, believe me, because these products, especially the toothpaste, that they put all kinds of flavors in there, chocolate, cherries, vanilla, and they have right on every tube. If accidentally swallowed, call Poison Control Center immediately.
It's just, it's
insane. And there's no number.
It's insane. Marty, everybody needs to give you a call. I think they should get the one-month tote bag to sample it, or at the bare minimum get the free, beautiful catalog. I suggest you call, get a year's supply, and they got 2-3 year supplies if you want that. If you own a hotel, a motel, you need to use it. In fact, the only place I ever saw your soap, when I finally opened the box up and looked at it, I said, I've seen this the few times I've stayed growing up with my parents traveling in finer hotels. I had seen it in fine hotels. Why do fine hotels carry your products?
Well, they want something twice as good as what's available, something that will last, something that will make the people come back to their facilities. And this is important. It's reorder business. It's an aftermarket business. They want that. And we sort of accommodate them to that effect. We're factory direct, no middleman, no jobber, no wholesaler.
And by the way, your clothes washing soaps, they don't eat holes in it like the detergents do.
Unfortunately, the detergents clean too well. When they say stronger than dirt, they mean it. It cleans so well that it microscopically breaks down the fibers of the cloth. and it ends up as lint.
And then we know that residue of that ends up getting under our skin. Folks, give Marty a call, 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091, or calbenpuresoap.com or fivestarsoap.com. Marty, talk to you again soon, sir.
Let me give you the sign we're putting up on the highway.
Sure.
For rashes, itching, redness, tearing, and well-being, don't be a dope. Use Pure Soap.
Take care, Marty.
Thank you, Alex.
He's a sweetheart, folks. All right. Thank you for holding during that important announcement. It's a Made in America product, and I believe in it, and it's a good deal. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Andrew, holding patiently in Australia. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Yes, Alex. Great to talk with you. Basically, I'm sorry you're sick.
Hey, I'm getting better.
Pardon me?
I'm getting better. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's very good. I've had a similar situation. I was working work in the film industry, and I've worked on Matrix and other features in Fox Studio, and I've basically been hit with a similar virus to what you're suffering now. Now, with your videos and so forth, I've been able to put out about 200 copies on the Superman set of my Martial Law 9/11.
Oh, really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, and I managed to get that out to the point where by about 7 months into the shoot, we were actually having it played on the video monitors during lunch.
You're kidding. Man, you're incredible. I salute you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And at the moment, now, an interesting thing is you had a Unitarian pastor on.
Yes.
The other day. Now, I was introduced to the Unitarian religion or doctrine, whatever, fellowship, by the Simpsons, of all people. When Homer said that, the Unitarians can't be the only religion that's got it right, which I found quite amusing. So I went to the Unitarians in Sydney, and what I found was interesting was it was almost a Freemason-based church. So I just asked you to comment on that.
Well, I know it's super. I know it's super liberal, and I know that it's multi-faithed, and I know that that's what the globalists want in the end is this one world religion. I just know the local pastor is a Vietnam vet, a good guy, and he says he's a Christian, and he's anti-New World Order, speaking about 9/11, and we're so desperate in this fight right now. I'm just trying to expose government-sponsored terror, but people have raised concerns about.
We were there in a congregation of 12,
sure.
And I managed to give out five TerraStorm DVDs.
Oh, good.
But I found that the actual hierarchy of the church seemed to be leading towards lawyers, politicians, and Freemasons.
Sounds par for the course, absolutely. I mean, I haven't researched that particular denomination, but I've heard what you're saying, and it is a concern. What do you think about it?
No, I just went there on good faith because basically the I was brought up as a Catholic, although I lost my faith probably in my teens.
Well, that's too bad. Sure.
Pardon me?
No, I mean, going back to you on the set of Superman, I know they make a lot of films in Australia. Did they make Superman in Australia, too?
They did. We shot for 9 months in Sydney.
Yeah.
At Fox Studios.
So literally, you handed out a couple hundred copies of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, and you're saying by the end of it, it was playing on the TV monitors around the set.
Yeah, indeed.
What did people think about it? What did... Did a Superman see it?
Well, what was going on? I would believe that he did. We was lunchtime thing. It would be private lunch. that was, yeah, I mean, I really pushed it hard and gave it to everybody I possibly could. I also, before that, I started out with, before I'd got on yourself, Alex, I'd, in plain sight.
Sure. And sure. What do you think's better, a terror storm or martial law?
For me, martial law. But that's because I'm educated now.
Yeah, it's just long. It's 3 hours. No, I mean, I think it's a great film. People can't tell what their favorite is, like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, or Terror Storm. I think Terror Storm. Well, listen, sir, it's great hearing from you from Australia. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir, that's all good. Just keep up the good work, and I'll keep out burning your DVDs.
You too. Listen, don't be a stranger. Call back again. All right, John and Skip and Jason and Bill, stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.Full8 253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.TV.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with your calls. I'm trying to go through them a little bit quicker now. I'm always trying that. Seldom do I succeed, but they're always such good calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was talking to my friend a couple of days ago. He lives up on a Canadian border.
Yes.
Michigan. And he said the Canadian news announced that 90,000 Russian soldiers are coming into Canada. I said, gee, you sure they're, you weren't talking about 900 or something? He said, no, 90,000. I said, man, that's like almost 19 divisions.
Did you Google it? I mean, I would have probably heard about that.
Well, I'm trying to find out, but what I like to do is ask any of your Canadian listeners if they could phone in and, and verify any of this or fax you any news articles or something, because I think this is something serious that needs to be looked into.
What were they saying the 90,000 troops were for?
I guess with some kind of joint military maneuvers with the Canadians, but why 19 divisions?
I don't know, but...
I mean, Alex, if we were dealing with God-fearing Christian leaders, I'd discount this as just a big hoax and wouldn't pay any attention to it, but we got devil-worshipping scum in charge, so you got to take this stuff serious.
Who would have ever thought that we'd have secret gulags in the former Eastern Bloc where they torture people, and then Bush comes out and says it isn't torture? It's just... It's all a complete insult to our intelligence. It's just all of it.
Well, like I said, I'd like to, if any of your Canadian listeners would phone in and verify any of this or fax you any news articles, I'd appreciate it.
Your friend didn't know where they'd heard it, huh?
He said it was on the Canadian news, and he said they just announced it, that they were coming in there. He's been a friend of mine for 35 years. We're both Vietnam veterans, so I wouldn't, he wouldn't lie to me.
No, I don't doubt it all. I'll try to check into it. Thanks for the call. Speaking of that, of invasions, again, I don't watch a lot of television, but I've been in bed for 4 days, off and on, so I watched a lot of TV when I wasn't sleeping. And I watched Fox, I watched CNN, I watched MSNBC. Only good thing I saw was Keith Olbermann. And just the level, the propaganda has gotten, I watched a bunch of TV, I mean, it's just... Well, I saw some TV stuck in the airport for 3 hours back on Tuesday night, too, and it was just like every 30 seconds we timed it. Al-Qaeda, bomb, attack, security, Bush, security, just brainwashing. But I was watching it, and the way they spun the torture, they won the... And then they also continued to spin, well, there's 11 million illegal immigrants, migrants. We can't catch them all. And I saw Bush... his press conference re-aired from Friday, Saturday, and he said the same thing. We can't catch 11 million. It's like a talking point. And I heard talk show hosts this weekend saying it. I mean, they literally just beat this drum. Okay, well, if we can't stop the 30 million, it's not 11 million, by the way. If we can't stop the 11 million, and we've got to let in the next 30 million or whatever, then it's just a total capitulation of the world. Is that what you're saying? No, our government wants this. Our government pays them more welfare than citizens get as an incentive. These illegal aliens are a bunch of spoiled brats running around with their Mexican flags, shooting their mouths off about my country, and George Bush is a scumbag, piece of trash, traitor, and I'm sick of phony conservatives backing him up so he can bust our country wide open with the North American Union. Oh, man, I get mad. I am sick of this. They're actually killing our country right now. You got a bunch of poor people who've been slaves for 100 generations here now who are coming to the only free country left, shooting their mouths off, screaming La Raza, down with the U.S., and we got our government supporting them and 800-plus cities supporting them, and I want it to stop. This is the end of the country, okay? Period. And by the way, for the Mexicans that hate this country, I don't mean Mexican-Americans. I mean the Mexican illegal aliens that think this is all cute. Hey, why do you think the big government and the money men and the old white guys in New York and D.C. are letting you do this and helping you? They're using you. You're not going to get anything, okay? You're just going to turn the U.S. into Mexico City. You understand that? Unbelievable.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.